Chazar zegt in der Shabbat, Chazar zegt, Yehuda Masech, das geht in Daf Lamed, hey. Mishnah said, Nimnu mil hashbiya. Fregt me, why did they stop the allowing the widow to swear? It can't be based on the concern of Rav Kahana, who told the story of a widow who was asked to watch a golden dinner and hid it in her flour of safekeeping. She then mistakenly used the flour and baked the dinner into a loaf of bread and gave the loaf to a poor person. When the owner asked what happened to the dinner, and she couldn't find it, she swore in the life of her children that she had not benefited from the dinner at all. A short time later, Nebuchadnezzar's child died. When the Rabbanim realized what had taken place, they said, if someone who swears honestly, because what she did, yet she was punished so harshly, then certainly someone who swears falsely would be punished. Although she believed that she swore truthfully, in fact, though the space of the coin allowed her to use less flour for the loaf, in that way did provide her some benefit, and that's why she was punished for her own swearing. Still, we see how harshly she was punished when she did not knowingly swear falsely, and that may be the reason why the Rabbanim stopped allowing the widow to swear. But Mara says this can't be the reason, because based on that, a divorcee who is trying to collect the exhibit should also not be allowed to swear. Why did they only sing out a widow? Mara said, a widow is different because she takes care of the orphans, and she therefore justifies swearing false. She's Mara Heta to collect money based on the fact that she earned this money by caring for the orphans. We hear the name of Yirmiyahu Abba said, Rav and Shmuel both say that the Takana only stopped the widow from swearing in Bezdin, but she still may swear to the orphans outside of Bezdin, where the swearing over there only is a Dirabonadika format and will therefore not carry the severity of swearing done in Bezdin. In fact, we find that Rav would never allow a widow to collect the from orphans at all. Kasha. In Surah, they taught the above version of Yehuda and Nardah. They said that Yehuda and Shmuel said that she may swear outside of Bezdin, but Rav argued and said that she may not even swear outside of Bezdin. According to this, Rav follows his view in which he never allowed a widow to collect the from the orphans. In fact, why didn't Rav allow her to make a neder and collect the based on the neder according to the Takon of Rav and Gamliel? Mar said, Rav's times people treated the Nadar very lightly, and therefore making a neder was not enough of a reliance to have her collect the based on that. A widow once came to Rav Huna to collect the ksuba from the orphans. Rav Huna told her, I can't help you because Rav did not allow a widow to collect the ksuba from orphans. She said, Rav only said that because of the concern that I took part of my ksuba already. However, I swear in Hashem's name that I have not gotten anything. Rav Huna said, even Rav agreed that although we don't allow her to swear, if the widow went and swore before we could stop her, we would then allow her to collect the ksuba from the orphans. Mars another Maisa, a widow once came to Rabba by Rav Huna to collect the ksuba from the orphans. Rabba told her, I can't help you because Rav and my father Rav Huna, they did not allow a woman to collect the ksuba from the orphans. She said, they did not allow a widow to collect the ksuba from the orphans. She said, if so, then allow me to at least be supported from the estate. He said, I can't do that either because Yehuda Neymar Shmuel said, once a woman demands payment of her ksuba in Bezdin, she loses her right to support. She said to him, his chair should be overturned. Meaning this was a curse to Rabbi Rav Huna saying that he should die because he has taken the approach to be machmer against me from both sides. On the one hand, I can't collect the ksuba. On the other hand, I can't get supported anymore. The people then who were there quickly overturned Rabbi Rav Huna's chair in the hopes of having her curse become nullified by having the literal words being fulfilled. This did save him from death, but did not save him from becoming ill due to the curse. Rabbi Huda told Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bira, if a widow comes to you to collect a ksuba from orphans, either make her take a neder in Bezdin, or make her actually take a shua, but outside of Bezdin, then she can make collect a ksuba. Rabbi Zera Neir Shmuel said, only a widow may not swear, but a divorcee may swear and then collect a ksuba. This suggests that a divorcee may not collect based on a neder, only by swearing. However, we learned in Eretz Yisrael, they once allowed a divorcee to collect based on a neder. Rabbi Ashi said, that woman was actually a Yavama who received a get from her Yavam instead of Yibam or Chalitza, in which case she becomes also to her Yavam to have Yibam done. So in fact, she was looking to collect from the estate of her husband as a widow. She was labeled Grusha because of the get, but it wasn't a true divorce. That's why a neder was sufficient for her to collect. The Mishnah said, Hiskan Rabbi Gamliel, Azakan Shetahinai Deres V'chula. Rav Huna said, we only let a widow make a neder and collect her ksuba if she has not remarried. However, she already remarried, she may not collect based on a neder. In fact, the reason she can't collect based on a neder if she is married is because the neder is meaningless since the husband can be made for the neder. If so, why can she collect based on a neder before she remarries? When she later marries, the husband will be made for that. Mara said, a husband cannot be made for nedarim that were accepted prior to the marriage. In fact, we should be concerned that she'll go to the Chacham be matar neder after making the neder. Mara said, Rav Huna holds that one must give the Chacham the details of why the neder was accepted. When the Chacham hears why she accepted the neder, he will not be matarit for her. Rav Nachman said, even if she's already married, she may accept the neder and collect her ksuba. In fact, the husband will be made for the neder. Mara said, we make her accept the neder in front of 10 people, in which case Rav Nachman holds that the husband cannot be mefer. In fact, Rabbi Braisa says if the widow remarried, she still collects her ksuba if she made a neder. Presumably, this refers to her making a neder now as a married woman. This refutes Rav Huna. Rabbi says the Braisa is referring to where she made the neder before she remarried. In fact, another Braisa says if she remarries, she makes a neder and collects her ksuba. This seems to clearly allow her to make a neder after she remarries. Rabbi says it's actually machlekes on whether a neder that was made in front of 10 people is subject to hafara. This Braisa follows the view that it's not subject to hafara, and that's why she can collect on a neder made even after she remarries because it can't be the husband. Can be made for it. Rav Huna holds such a nether is subject to hafara, and therefore she would not be allowed to collect based on that nether. In fact, when someone goes to a chacham to be matar nether, does he have to detail the circumstances under which the nether was made or not? Rav Nachman said he does not, because if it was required, then the person may end up giving less than the complete story, and the Chacham will be matan neder based on an incomplete information. Rav Papa says that he does have to tell him the full details, because the Chacham has to know if the neder was made to prevent the person from sinning, in which case he won't be matan neder. A Mishnah says, if a Kohen is married to a woman who's also to him, a divorcee, a Zayna Chalala, he's also to do the avoid until he makes a neder not to benefit from the woman. A Braita says he makes a neder, can then do the avoid, and must then divorce her. Now, if one does not need to explain the circumstances of when the neder was made, why are we not concerned the Kohen will make the neder, but then we'll go to the Chacham and be matan neder? Mar says we make him swear in front of 10 people. In fact, what about the view that says even such a neder can be annulled? Mar says we make the Kohen make the neder al das haram, based on the understanding of the people, in which case everyone agrees that such a neder can't be annulled without the presence of all the people there. Mar says that such a neder may only not be annulled for a discretionary purpose or dvar reshus. However, if it's preventing someone from doing a mitzvah, even such a neder could be annulled.